Just want to spend a moment to thank the beautiful children of Wayne Seventh-day Adventist Church for their outstanding music. They worked hard, practiced hard, and they sang hard. They had all the vim, vam, and vivacity in their capacity. They did an excellent job, and nothing is more beautiful than to see your children sing. Isn't that true? Have you ever noticed that we are very biased towards our kids? Our kids can do it the best, although they struck out all the time when they went to the cage. They are still the best because it's your kids. You ever notice that? Can't catch the ball in outfield, but they're the best because it's your kid. Yeah, my kid is the best, although he failed a few tests. He's still the best. Best in the class. The reason he failed is that the teacher didn't explain the thing right to him. It's the teacher's fault. Remind me of a young man that was in the army, and the mother went to visit the parade. When she went, she nudged her friend beside her and said, "Look at Johnny. He's the only one that is in step." He was marching, you know. He was the only one in step. You get that? But we really love our kids, and when we talk about family life, we talk about not only the nuclear family, isn't that right? But the extended family, correct? A lot of us sometimes get selfish and we only think about mommy and daddy and the children if you have children. Not every couple has to have children. Let's get this straight. You may not have kids or children, but you're still a family. And God loves you just the same. But I'm saying our family is not only those who are blood relatives, except for the first one that got, when you got married, that wasn't blood, that was legal. You didn't hear that. The person you're married to is not your blood, except from Adam. Yes, we're all blood. But otherwise, that's legal, but others that are offspring become part of your blood, if, so to speak, and we must respect that family is not only the nuclear, but it's the extended family, because we are all one in God. Can somebody say amen? I want to thank those who were responsible for getting me here today, for doing so, including my wife who drove me here. It's good to have a wife who can drive you and get you there safely. It's one thing for her to drive, but can she get you safely? She did a great job, and the cops did not bother us at all. I just like to, in terms of background, just to let you know that I'm a PK, pastor's kid. My father was a pastor for many, many years till he retired, and then he passed a few years ago. He was a president for a conference in the West Indies, and he loved God. So I followed in his footsteps. And most PKs give a little trouble, but I just happened to escape because they applied strokes of wisdom to the seat of my learning. So you'll understand that that worked for me. Before I speak today, and I promise I will get you out in a timely way so that I won't be the only one left here to lock the church up, I'm going to ask my wife to just join me. We didn't get to practice the song at all, but if you love Jesus, you just sing anyway. Is that all right? Amen. And this is family life time, so I'm going to ask her to come. I'm going to give her the words, and I knew her many years ago, and she was a good reader, so she should be able to figure this out. Although I don't know when I'm going to come in or when she's going to come in, but we're going to do it. Is that all right?
Yeah. All right. God. Just want to say that I just love the diversity in this church. And as we walked in, we were welcomed by Jeannie, Delma, and Ephraim. And we thank you so much. Beautiful. Cherish this and spread it. This is beautiful.
a family in a house that will be your home, and with faith we'll build it strong.
We'll build a house full of faith
that together we can make, and when the strong winds blow, it won't fall down. And on in him we'll know that the We survived that. And I think the key word there was faith. The topic for or thought today is nourishing the culture. Nourishing the culture. Let us pray. Dear God, we thank you so much that in spite of what we do, you are always there for us. As we seek to listen to your words, we pray that you will always open our understanding so that all that we do will meet your divine approbation. We thank you for this church at Wayne and the families here. We pray that they will be cohesive and adhesive and submissive. And we pray that as they grow together, that your countenance will always be reflected on them. And when you burst the azure sky, we pray that all of us will be found faithful so that we can bask in the sunshine of your presence and glory. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Many years ago, a preacher was preaching, and one of the parishioners was a little tired because he had been working 2.5 jobs. I don't know how you find a half job, but he's been working overtime and came to church because he had a habit of going to church. He loved going to church, but they knew him as a very gifted sleeper. So gifted that even in his sleep sometimes he would say, "Praise the Lord," in terms of snoring. This time he was rather quiet, but the preacher was just getting to his appeal when he said, "All those who want to go to heaven, please stand." And everybody stood except him because he was sleeping. And as they're about to be seated, the person beside him involuntarily dropped the Bible on his big toe and he rose up instinctively just when the preacher had just said, "All those who want to go to hell, please stand."